Time to straighten up, ladies and gentlemen. For me, I always get nervous whenever I'm in a room with the school superintendent. Dr. Richard Fadley is with us. He is the head of Williston School District Number 7. Dr. Fadley, good to have you on News and Views again.
Joel, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
You're coming to the end of the year.
It's almost there. We're almost there at the end. Graduation's so, around the corner.
How do kids start? I know what I was like in the middle of May. You know, you start not thinking about school a lot.
Well, I can tell you, the kids, I know that we had rain the last couple of days, so the sun is out and it's shining, and I can just imagine they're thinking about being anywhere but in the school building right now. But we do have a couple more weeks of classroom instruction, and we're winding down, and I think the kids are excited for summer.
There's some sheer mechanics because everyone knows and has been following around the region, not just North Dakota, but, you know, I've got friends in Minnesota that ask me about your school district all the time because there's been that growing pains. You know, there's been the combination of two school districts. How is it going? Because it seems to me that the people of the Williston School District Number 7 have clearly spoken on how they want it to go.
Yeah, I think, Joel, that you're absolutely correct. When you merge two districts together, there's always those growing pains. But there's that moment in time where the new district establishes its own identity, and I think that's what we have done here in the Williston Basin School District Number 7. We are our own identity. We've taken a lot of challenges that have been thrown at us as a school district, and we've kind of overcome all of those challenges, whether it be the audit or some of the personnel issues that have been ongoing. And we've kind of overcome that, and we're at a point now where the community as a whole spoke very loud and clear about the direction that we have and the vision that the board has along with administration for this school district. And that was an overwhelming support for the building of a new elementary school. As you well know, in the state of North Dakota, it's very, very difficult to get a bond passed with that supermajority of 60%. So,
which I've never liked, by the way.
Well, that's the rules that we play by. That's the law that we have to strive to. But in the Williston community, we saw an overwhelming majority of people up in the high 60s, 66%, 66.8%, somewhere around there, where the people of this community said, we like the vision. We agree with you that we need a new elementary school. We agree that we're growing as a school district. And, you know, we agree that your transparency with the budget process and the audits that have been, we've gone through the last couple cycles, you are improving. You're showing significant progress as an organization. And I think that's all a credit to the vision that the board establishes, the long-term strategic plan, and the staff and the students coming together and realizing that we're on a mission, and our mission is to get better every day.
Somewhere along the line, when it comes to District 7 and the combination of 1 and 8, it seemed to me that the group that really was able to put this futuristic plan together focused on kids. You know, they focused, they didn't sit there and constantly talk about property taxes or, you know, religious issues or anything like that. They talked about kids. And I really believe that's why the district won, was because the district won this argument and went forward because of the fact that in the end, everybody knew it came down to kids. I mean, that's something you had to fight through, and it took time. And so is that behind the district now, or are you still at school board meetings having a very small minority causing all kinds of trouble?
Well, I wouldn't say that it's causing trouble, Joel. I think that we do have a very small minority that have a difference of opinion, and you have to allow and respect their differences of opinion. However, when push comes to shove, the majority of the people in the Williston Basin School District are on the bus, so to say, for the vision for the future and the vision that is focused on students and student progress and results and doing things in a way that we're going to produce college career ready, life ready graduates when all is said and done in our K-12 continuum.
Yesterday, I had a chance to visit with Williston State. I was on the campus of Williston State College, and they were talking about partnerships between, you know, K-12 education and higher education. And in my time, I wish when my daughters were young, there would have been more of that. I really do. I believe that, college credits and the ability to get college credits and get the help it took to get college credits so they could hit the ground running would be amazing. Where is, you know, K-12 education now when it comes to that?
So I will tell you that Dr. Herning and Dr. Atala at the Williston State College and the school district, myself and other leaders in our organization, we are on a pathway to do just that. And we're starting that partnership in getting college credits and high school credits at the same time. And we're growing that into next year. We had quite a few meetings this past school year to establish the foundations for those partnerships. Dr. Herning and Dr. Atala, the leadership at the State College, have been very open and welcoming of forming that stronger bond for the future. Our goal is to have 200 to 300 of our current high school students participating in that process in the near future, where they are getting college credits and they are working through those pathways for the benefit of our local community. In addition to that, Dr. Herning and Dr. Atala have been working extremely hard to find partnerships with four-year universities where we can educate our Williston students that graduate from high school so they never have to leave Williston. They can get four-year right. degrees in engineering, in the medical profession, nursing, whatever you can imagine, elementary education, perhaps also secondary education, where we can have an economic force and a building of potential people that will plant roots in our community, stay in our community, and be productive workers in our community.
Yeah, and they spoke at that at length. One of the concerns, and they hope that it could be done nationally, there could be a conversation, and of course, state-wise, was how to pay for it all. You know, and that takes something. I mean, there's a lot of legislators listening to you right now. You know, how you can make something like this financially work, because a student just can't get that type of higher education service, and it's going to cost something.
Right. So I think when you look at the, you know, the K-12 continuum, and I would say in today's world, we need to look at pre-K through whether it's the career world with career and technical education, tradesmen, whether it's higher ed with the universities, we need to look at a pathway that has opportunities all along the journey. So not everybody's going to be a doctor, not everybody's going to be a lawyer, but there are plenty of opportunities for very vibrant life careers all along that continuum. And I think the focus that Dr. Atala, Dr. Herning, and myself and leaders in our district are looking at is how can we build those pathways so that there is something for everyone that wants to achieve and get educated at a different level, whether it be career and technical education or the traditional college route or military or those mm-hmm. types of things.
You know, you're seeing more communities do what you're doing. I mean, obviously you have leaders of education. You just described that, but the communities themselves to get behind it. Little area where I live, okay, Northern Richland County. You got Colfax, Walcott, Abercrombie, Galshute. I'm going to forget a town, and then I'm going to get a text from my buddy telling me where I can get off a train. Anyway, that school district is putting 10 grand into every student that goes forth to the next phase of their life. So they come out of school. Now, not everybody can do that. I'm not trying to pretend every school district can do that. But that's a major investment into starting children down a great path. And the reason I thought of that, Doctor, is because this isn't based on the fact that you have to get a four-year and then an advanced degree. It's a recognition that that person that goes to that two-year college is just as important as that person that goes to the four-year college.
Absolutely. One of the other things, to your point, regarding the opportunities made available to people in different communities, we cannot forget that we have this trust, the Alma J. Fields Trust, that every student that graduates in Williams County has the opportunity to go to Williston State College at no charge.
Right.
And that is an amazing opportunity as a kickstart. But just imagine the vision for the future where we have high school students getting credit for going to Williston State College, but then after they graduate, they have an opportunity to jump into that four-year track and get credit for an engineering program or a medical field program.
Headed towards their RN.
Or their RN at no cost. So now we have not only high school students getting an opportunity, all kids getting an opportunity. We have that additional trust that is in this community where kids can get their education paid for perhaps 4 years.
That's
an amazing opportunity, right?
Exactly.
I don't think many communities realize that can realize the benefits that we have here in Williston for our students.
How many years have you worked in education?
This is my 35th.
Okay, so when we come back, ponder this, because what I'm really curious about from you as an administrator and somebody who worked all his way up to be an administrator, I'm curious what post-COVID, what you learned during COVID that changed K-12 education post-COVID. Because, you know, I don't think there was just a light switch and, you know, now we're going to go back to what we were before. But if it was, I want to know from you. Either way, I want to know from you. So stick around. Welcome back to News and Views. We get a little more time here. Dr. Richard Fadley is with us. He is the superintendent of school district number 7. Doctor, I wanted to know from you what post-COVID, what you learned during COVID that you retained after COVID.
So one of the things that I think all of us learned from COVID is that education had to pivot, and it had to meet a different need educationally and a delivery system. So a lot of the silver lining that came out of the COVID pandemic was how do we teach students instructionally, and the realization that some kids thrive in a virtual type of a approach, while other kids require that seat time. And I think that during the COVID pandemic, one of the things I think we were forced to, and it wasn't because we had choice, we were forced to learn new things about technology and how to deliver instruction. So as we came out of that pandemic world and back into the classroom, teachers had skills across the continuum that they had to learn, and it was forced upon us so quickly that many of the skills that they learned, they transitioned back into the brick and mortar buildings to deliver that instruction in a much more enhanced way that met the needs of the children today. Children today are in an environment where everything that they have is instant. Yeah. You know, they get it off the internet, some of it good, some of it bad, but they have access to it. And so they want to know and they want to learn in a different way than maybe you and I did back in the day when they sent us to the library to check out a book.
Well,
they have the access to all kinds of things.
You're in the business of teaching, which means if you're not willing to learn yourself, you're not going to be good at teaching. So
that is correct.
You bet. Doctor, good to have you on as always. Thanks for giving us the time.
Thank you very much.
Now, somebody I love getting a chance to visit with, he's mad because I drug him.
No, I'm not mad.
John Cole, sports broadcaster, one of the Hall of Fame kind of guys. How you been?
Great. Thanks for coming down here.
How long have you? Now, let's get to this right away.
Sure.
How's your Red Sox doing?
The Red Sox are hanging in there, and people didn't think we were going to do a whole lot, but the pitching has been very good. Got a bunch of young kids. We're still trying to chase down Juan Soto and the New York Yankees, but we're trying.
Jim Shaw's probably listening.
Yes.
He and I bust each other's chops on this, as all three members of the media. But my Yankees stunk last year. You got to let us have one year.
Well, but your management went out and spent some money, and ours did not. So
I've never seen the Yankees spend money before.
No kidding. No kidding. Well, George is looking down in heaven and going, boys, let's go. This is my money.
We were just talking about K-12 education, and right. You've been around more state basketball tournaments and called more sporting events than anybody. Kids are kids.
They are. That's what I always try to remember. Don't criticize. They're just kids. No one was second-guessing me if I dropped a fly ball and for Dighton-Hobarth Regional High School. Go have some fun. Do the best you can. And it's pure. That's why I love it. It's pure. Yeah.
We just heard about the change of technology and how we've got to embrace it. Describe to people the first game you ever broadcast here in Williston and the equipment you had.
Oh, big old cameras and big old tapes and things like that. And you were just hoping that everything went right. Now you just have to hope the computers don't go down and things, but keeps the engineers really, really busy.
Isn't that fun, though?
Yes.
You can be anywhere.
That's exactly right, and we have. I mean, we sent a reporter out to cover the presidential debates on the West Coast. I mean, incredible. New Hampshire, all over, but you have to be responsible, too.
Yeah.
Medium is the message, Marshall McLuhan, so we have to know what we're talking about.
Agreed. John, it is always good to
see you.
Thanks
for coming down. It's a great show. You keep up the good work.
I text Jack Michaels and said you were coming on, so you get the three thumbs up from Jack.
You tell him I was proud to vote for him for the Hall of Fame. We'll get him in there.
Yeah, he will get in there. I don't doubt that. Thank you, John.
My pleasure.